Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Oh, hidey-ho, playing in the snow, that's the only way to go. Oh boy, we got a big snow day on the way today. Welcome to the show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life. First, the food. It's Nutella Day today. Happy Nutella Lovers Day. Fun places? Well, it doesn't get much more fun than the beach house. Welcome. Look at our little beach house. Lights are on. Somebody's home. You're home. We're here. Beach chairs set up, ready to go. Fun places. And then we've got the mayhem of life. Well, we've got a little bit of fun local mayhem. We've got our Winterfest starts tomorrow, and that's an opportunity for you to travel the world without having to leave our cold, snowy city. Hoping the snow doesn't affect them too much. Also, we're going to talk about the hottest pets of 2025. At the top of the list, more specifically, it will shock you what the top animal adoption. It's not even a cat. It's not a dog. I think you know where this is going. Hottest. Can you? I guess people have pigs as pets, right? They've got, what is that? It's a special kind of pig, though. Because I'm thinking, okay, what about the bacon? Yeah, come here, little guy. Oh, we've loved you for so long. Now in the frying pan. Anyway, we're going to talk about pets. We're going to talk about your next visit to a hotel and why you may not be talking to an actual human being. We've got the video for you. And Walmart is buying up struggling shopping malls. You just go outside of Brandon a few miles to the west. Boom. Winter mayhem in Brandon. Nope. It's summertime. Portage la Prairie. Eh, palm trees. Winnipeg. Eh, no problem. That's not necessarily true. Just because it's not in the red doesn't mean we're not going to get hit. And I just find it hard to believe it's that close. And we're not going to get dinked. Anyway, you've been warned. Get ready for it. Batten down the hatches. The show tomorrow will likely have all kinds of information regarding potential school cancellations and postponements. That would be tomorrow. Today, everything's good. It will start as light snow, then turn to heavy snow this afternoon with a high of minus 14. Heavy snow continues through tonight, down to minus 20, and tapers off tomorrow. Temperature steady between minus 20 and minus 15 for most of the day as the storm plays itself out. Then Friday, ending the week with sunshine and minus 15. Your Super Bowl weekend, looking good, sunshine, but cold, temperatures in the mid-teens. There's your weather. We're in the month of shorts returning. I had to look this up. It was February the 27th, 1988. In our town, we hit 14 degrees. That is 60. That's shorts weather. That's the warmest day ever recorded in Brandon, February 28th, 1988. So technically, with 3 weeks today, we could be wearing shorts. All right. If that's not grasping at hope, I don't know what is. Like the windshield. It could happen. Canada's furniture store is Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. They've been providing comfort for Canadians since 1909. That is a very long time. The Save the Tax event continues. Your opportunity to save some big cash on furniture, appliances, and electronics. Everyone loved when the GST pause took place. This on both GST and PST on select furniture, mattresses, and three-piece major appliance packages. And, of course, other than the taxes and fees, take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments at Canada's Furniture, Appliance, and Electronics Superstore, Leon's. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They are your headquarters for EVs. They are Westman's number one EV dealership. And being your premier destination for electric vehicles mean they not only have the staff to repair any maintenance issues that you may have with your EV, specially trained technicians, some of the best in Western Canada. We're very lucky to have some of the best trained mechanics in all of Western Canada here in Brandon at the Murray's dealership. I'm not going to get into the history lesson, but the whole Murray's empire started in this area. This is the crown jewel here in Brandon. And that's why they are Westman's number one EV dealership. Specially trained technicians, specially trained sales staff to answer all your important questions. And you've got them. Big questions about EV ownership. So bring them on in. They put you in charge at Murray GM, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa at beautiful Riding Mount National Park, Clear Lake. I told you, February is a busy one. Live music at Buffalo Bar with Jesse Bandera this weekend. Juliana Moore, Valentine's weekend. And Neil Thorne, February 21st. Plus, what they call a feather resin workshop. Some crafting going on February the 18th. I like this one. A charcuterie board workshop on February 23rd. How to make one of those awesome charcuterie boards that you're seeing on Instagram. Valentine's weekend will feature special events on property. And Chase the Ace is coming soon to Elkhorn Resort. Clarso Nordic Spa. Perfect for Valentine's Day. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. My parents, let us eat this. They've been fooled because I grew up in a household where we were only allowed to have the healthy cereals. You know what I'm talking about? I was in one of those households where we were only allowed to have like buckwheat, Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes. And of course, we had peanut butter and jam. And I mean, listen, we never went hungry, but I never got the Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes that all my friends did. And I'm still a little resentful of that. The day I turned 18, I ate nothing but Frosted Flakes for 5 years. Anyway, enough of my latest therapy session. One day, I was, I believe, in junior high school. On the kitchen table came a jar of what looked to be friggin' chocolate. And I said, is this supposed to be on the table? And my mom goes, yes, this is Nutella. This is like a new kind of peanut butter. It has a little bit of cocoa in it. You mean chocolate? Holy crap. My sister and I grabbed the jar. We're like fighting over the jar. And then I put it on my toast and I went, it's not chocolate. It's not chocolate. It's kind of nutty. Well, and thus the name. Nutella. Apparently, it dates back to World War II Italy. In the 1940s, cocoa was scarce. So Italian pastry maker Pietro Ferrero, yes, Ferrero Rocher guy, created a sweet chocolate hazelnut paste to stretch the limited cocoa supply. His first version was called Gianjot. Yeah, totally marketable. Can you pass the Gianjot? Ah, Gianjot, get your gitch out of a notch. Gianjot. That didn't work. In 1951, Mr. Ferrero refined the recipe into a creamier version, and actually a creamier name. Super Crema. Super Crema. Ooh, Super Cream. After Pietro's death, his son, Michel Ferrero improved the formula, making it even smoother. Then in 1964, it was introduced as what we know today. It broke records in sales in Europe, and it quickly expanded to North America, where millions of jars are enjoyed annually, especially for breakfast and desserts. Mr. Hungry on TikTok, if you follow Mr. Hungry, he likes TikTok. He likes TikTok. Of course, Mr. Hungry does. But Mr. Hungry, he likes Nutella. In fact, he likes it so much that he has it all over his body. He's made a song.
Nutella. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, I love Nutella. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, I love Nutella. Yeah, yeah. Nutella.
For those on the podcast, he's completely covered in Nutella. And he has bought an industrial style.
Damn, why not like it?
Okay. There's a bit to unpack here. So this is TikToker Mr. Hungry, and he is no longer hungry because, he's made a very simple video. He is in the front seat of his car, and he has purchased an industrial drum of Nutella. And before making his video, he literally took the industrial drum and put the Nutella all over his body, and I mean completely covered, like he had taken a swim in a pool of Nutella and jumped out, and it's all over his body. In fact, you can barely even see his eyes. He can barely breathe every square inch. He had some help with this. This takes some coordination. It's creative. It's creative. I give him that, because there's going to be spots you miss with the Nutella. You want to make sure you're completely covered. Cindy says, why? Because of mosquitoes. No mosquito in this part of the world is ever going to get to you. And you know how bad mosquitoes can be in our part of the world. Plus, he wrote, I love Nutella on the roof of his car. That was not smart. That's going to stain. I'm thinking he's put plastic and towels in the front seat of his car, because this is disturbing. This is disturbing. If I had some kind of potential plan to enjoy Nutella today, I think it may have just gone out the window. But his song, you got to give it to him. I mean, Nutella. He's got some.
Oh, I like Nutella.
I like Nutella.
I love Nutella.
Except he's not eating it. He's just rubbing more of it on himself.
I like Nutella.
Now he's covered
Nutella
his eye.
Nutella is the best. Better than the rest. Nutella. Ooh, 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 ooh. Nutella. Nutella is better. I love Nutella.
Okay, so we get it. He loves Nutella. I think he has proven it to us. He kind of reminded me of somebody I once knew, who as a child broke their own diaper open. And that's a true story. A friend of mine broke their diaper open, and then a parent walked in the room, and it kind of looked a little like this. Now, they obviously weren't in a car with a bucket in their lap, but you know, the same kind of effect. It was all over the walls. Woo! I love Nutella. It's going to be in your head the rest of the day. Tosh says they buy a lot of Nutella. We all agree. It's gross, but the song is catchy. I made her dad clean it up. Make dad do it. Auto Fashion's next job. That's hilarious. Yeah, I got to play this for Cass. They have seen some pretty wild stuff. They have seen... have a guy come in with a whole bunch of Nutella. Boral Bean says, you should do a behind the scenes of the making of the show. We see the 2 hours, but how much of your day do you spend working on it? Oh, that's so sweet that you'd be interested in that. It does take a lot of work, and no one ever does really get to see it. I think I'll do that. That will be, I'm going to write that down. That's going to be a little project. Before the season is through, behind the scenes, like how long should it be? Oh my God, Cassandra's watching. Challenge accepted. There you go. Cassandra's on the show. There she jumps in on Twitch. That's hilarious. Oh, that just made my day. Yeah, challenge accepted. Auto Fashion is ready to get the Nutella out of the front seat of your car. That is so great. Speaking of Auto Fashion, actually, Good timing. Can take the Nutella right out of your car. That's not all. They do PDR, not PDA. It's PDR, kind of the same thing. It's love for your car. Paintless dent repair is PDR, though. Window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection, fabric and leather protection, and, of course, getting a Nutella right out of your car. 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's at 255 17th Street North. Sunrise Credit Union. With 19 locations to serve you across southern Manitoba, Sunrise Credit Union has got a great deal on mortgages right now. And you can find your space, residential mortgage, 4.15% residential mortgage rate. Some restrictions apply. See Sunrise Credit Union for details. They also have a special deal on farm mortgages right now if you lock in for a year. Again, with rates continuing to come down, now is the time, even if you've got some time left on your mortgage, to get some more details. SunriseCU.mb.ca. And our friends at Co-ops of Westman. Again, if you're looking for Super Bowl snacks, we did our Taste of Tuesday yesterday with Co-ops of Westman, and everything from hot wings to, I love their basically Super Bowl in a bag. It's two kinds of wings. You've got buffalo wings and honey garlic wings, and you've got French fries, and it's all in one bag, and it's made by Co-op Gold, and it's just one of the cool things that you're going to find at your local Co-ops of Westman. And again, we're talking hyper-Canadian because it's like super local. Your co-ops are owned by the people who shop there. It doesn't get more local than co-op. But they're owned by the members. The money, the profits that are made at co-ops go back to the members. That's what co-ops exist for. So become a member today if you haven't. For all the rah-rah Canadian stuff going on, That's the premium right there. Co-ops of Westman. Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Go to coopsofwestman.ca. Visit your local co-op today and get more details. Still with Nutella, there's a Nutella Hotel. Napa Valley, California. The Nutella Hotel.
We are at the Hotel in Nutella in the beautiful Napa Valley, and we're about to kick off our amazing Hotel in Nutella experience.
So if you're a fan of Nutella, you got to go stay here.
Hotel, but
I wonder if they're going to bathe in chocolate. Chocolate bath coming up.
We are at the world's very first Nutella Hotel. Check it out. Look, it looks like a jar of Nutella.
Whoa. Let's go inside.
Welcome
to Hotel Nutella.
To go to a hotel that's themed around hot dogs. Hot dogs, maybe an Oscar
the first
Mayer
thing
hotel.
Is that the place smells like Nutella, and this is one of the reasons why.
Nutella candles.
Okay, you know the kitchen has got to be epic.
I hope she doesn't show us the honeymoon suite. Nutella, that would concern me somewhat.
From the center here, an entire wall full of Nutella. Nutella is going to be on the menu for breakfast, for brunch, for lunch, and for dinner.
You've got to be a kind of a super fan. Well, there's people staying there.
We'll have everything from
breakfast would kick ass. I'm not going
to
lie. I think breakfast would totally.
Of course, Nutella meals where Nutella is an ingredient in each of the courses.
We're going to start with my cornmeal crepes spread with Nutella, followed by some oat biscuits with a little Nutella on the side. And then to end, I created a new dish, a sweet potato chiffon cake roulade spread with Nutella.
Now that you've had your Nutella themed dinner,
we go.
You want to maybe kick off.
Oh, I thought this was the honeymoon suite.
Enjoy a Nutella themed show.
Only Nutella super fans can stay at this hotel. So people from all over the U.S. submitted their video entries for the chance at staying in this.
Well, that's a tiny little bed.
Guests would be our fans, and they would need to prove how much they love Nutella by submitting great videos.
I love Nutella.
Oh, my God.
A
proposal over some Nutella.
Fans that
will you marry?
Passion and creativity.
I'm a little nuts for you.
Them with a once in a lifetime experience.
Oh man, that's pretty cool. You got to be a super fan. What kind of hotel would you have? You know, not everybody's a fan of Nutella. I get that. I don't think I would necessarily want to stay here, but it makes me think to myself. Okay, so my all time where I'm like surrounded, completely immersed in like your favorite food. You know what they should do in Dauphin? They should do like a Uke hotel, like totally Ukrainian theme. have a baba and Jita grant you at the, you know, at the door, some borscht when you check in, you know, come, join us for breakfast. Eat more. Come, pierogies. Some for some pierogies and some kubasa for breakfast. Come to, and we call the hotel Baba and Jito's. All Ukrainian decor inside and like hay under the tables, like Ukrainian Christmas. That would be cool. Dauphin needs to have, someone needs to take the mantle and run. Ukrainian paradise. The Ukrainian Hilton. Is apparent, we joked about this. We were joking about this on the show just days ago with the price of eggs being so crazy. Now in Canada, thankfully, we have not seen what the Americans have seen. And there is a reason for that. And I don't want to get into the politics of it and the complicated. We have supply management. It's government controlled, which for the most part keeps our prices high. But in this case, the rare occasion where there is a rampant infestation of disease, it's one of the rare occasions where it actually works in our favor. So egg price is not quite as bad, but it does have people even on this side of the border thinking maybe it's time to get a chicken. Look at their Sarah Penny. And her, we call dogs and cats fur babies. What would you call a chicken? A beak baby? A beak baby? Look at her beak baby. What is that called? So sunny side up, where it's like on the plate, everything is cooked except for the yolk in the middle of the egg. And then you poke it with your toast, and then it just goes, and it's this hot yolk everywhere. No yolk. No yolking around. What do you call eggs where the yolk is the only thing still runny? See, I got to ask AI. I have no one. Eggs where the yolk is still runny is called over easy. If they're flipped briefly, it's sunny side up. Over easy. How do you like your eggs? Over easy. It's so hard for me to remember. And I literally, when I'm in the restaurant, I'll say that. What? How do you like your eggs? Runny. You mean like... like all runny? No, no, just the yellow part. I like the yellow part runny. Over easy. Over. We talked about tattoos last week. I got to get a tattoo right here on my arm for when I'm at the restaurant. How do you like your eggs? Hang on. There's my egg tattoo. And under it, it says over easy. Ah, ta-da. I also like them boiled in a big jar of vinegar. Oh, yeah. Pickled eggs. Where's Richard when we need it? Can you imagine? I should have been at Richard's workplace yesterday for his chili cook-off. We could have had, on one side, the chili cook-off. On the other side, hard-boiled eggs pickled. And the fire department parked out front. Old Chickie, I like mine over hard now because I can't eat bread. But over easy is the best. You sound like you and I ordering breakfast together would be a fun breakfast date. Can I have mine over hard? And I'd like mine runny, please. And they're like, the waitress is like, over hard, super soft, runny all over the place. Give us the menu. What does the menu? With pictures that tells us what's going on with the eggs when we order the eggs. We need pictures. That's why I love when you go to the restaurant. I love restaurants that have pictures on the menus. You go to a restaurant, especially a place you've never been before, and you open it up. There's nothing worse than going to a restaurant. It's like, oh, wow. So my sister was saying this Thai place is pretty good. Okay, I've never had Thai food before. And then you go to open the menu, and it's like in Chinese. Well, not Chinese, in Thai. Not Thai, but Thai. From Thailand. Not like I have a land, but you know what I'm saying. Thailand. The place. Bangkok. Oh, don't get me started. It's got scribbles and stuff. And I don't know what I'm going to eat. I don't know. What is this? Oh, in brackets it has. Egg. With meat and noodle. Egg with meat and noodle. Okay. $12.99. Okay. I can't figure. But on the other hand, you go to a restaurant and you've never been there before. And you open it up and all it is pictures. the Grand Slam, $12.99. Whoa, the Grand Slam. What are you having? I don't know. I'm looking at these pictures. These pictures are awesome. Did you see this one? Did you see this? You're showing them. Did you see this? This is Grand Slam. Grand Slam. And then Tracy's like, look on the other side. The super triple quadruple Grand Slam. What's on it? I don't know, but it's huge. Look at. I think I see eggs. I think I see. I'm getting this one. I think every restaurant, it should be the law. They should have pictures in their menus. And I think statistically it's proven. Like if you go to even just to like a ma and pa, you're going for a burger or something simple like a grilled cheese, a really nice picture of the grilled cheese sandwich will make you go, I really want this grilled cheese sandwich. I hate when COVID happened and it's like, scan the QR code, please. Scan the QR code and then it was a list of stuff. What should have happened was you scan the QR code and then boom, 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 boom. The Grand Slam. 18 pieces of bacon, 6 eggs, half a loaf of bread, and 4 pounds of hash browns. You think you got what it takes to take down the Grand Slam? Press enter now. Enter, enter, enter. How fast can you get this to me? And this happened yesterday. Somebody stole a whole bunch of eggs. 100,000 eggs. According to police, officers responded to Pete and Jerry's Organics for a reported theft of eggs. What are we talking about? A carton or two? Someone shoved it under their jacket and walked out of the store? No. They backed up a truck and stole 100,000 eggs. How many dozen is that? A dozen eggs, sorry. So 8,000 dozen eggs. And when you think to yourself how fast eggs could expire, like how fast they could go bad, because you have to fence your product. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Listen here, bud. I just came into a hot batch of fur coats. You want to buy a fur coat on the cheap? I've seen it in the movies. You got to offload the merchandise. But it's pretty hard to offload the merchandise when it could expire rather quickly. But this goes to show you that eggs are so expensive and they're in such high demand that you could offload these puppies so easy. So easy. Police say the stolen eggs had a retail value of $40,000. Police continue to investigate, but aren't exactly sure how to proceed. Looking forward to the Joe Nichols concert at the Skydancer Casino on the 15th. Again, we will be live streaming that day from Skydancer from 5 until 6, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, where you've got the beautiful water park. Had somebody reach out to me yesterday asking about prices for the family to go and check out the water park. And still, I know there's still some concerns about the dollar being weak, as it were. It actually took a bounce after recent events. We got very close to 70 cents U.S. yesterday. But do keep in mind that with the Players Club, you can get Canadian a par at the Skydancer Casino. So ask about the Players Club if you're going there. And again, they've got great concerts lined up for the rest of the year and the big water park there for the kids. And some folks in southwestern Manitoba really enjoying that, and the fact that it's not very far, just 90 minutes away. And it's not far down either. I mean, you do have to cross the border, but it's like a 5-minute drive from the border in Belcourt. Check out their website, SkydancerCasino.com. You can give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. That's SkydancerCasino.com. A Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Again, every time you get your oil changed, they make a donation to the Bear Clan and Helping Hands and Samaritan House. So if you can, get your oil changed at Murray's, because they're not only doing good for your car, but they're doing good for the community, too. And speaking of community, Kuiper's Family Bakery, always community-minded, helping organizations like Samaritan House and Helping Hands Soup Kitchen. And when it came to putting together those hampers this past Christmas, boy, nobody stepped up like Kuiper's and the crew at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Buns for the entire city. Buns for the entire city and all the hampers to go along with it. It was just an amazing feat. They're community minded and, of course, spreading deliciousness right across our fair city. They are Brandon's Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Okay, so Walmart's starting to buy up shopping centers, and this has got some people concerned. I think it's a great idea. Shopping malls are struggling. They just bought yesterday a giant mall in Pennsylvania, $34 million cash deal. It's another example of the creative ways that malls have transformed, and some have become apartments, hockey rinks, even Amazon fulfillment centers. Is it just me, or every time you go in the mall, there's more and more empty stores? However, I was in, what mall was that? Is it St. Patel in Winnipeg? St. Patel in Winnipeg. And I was stunned. I couldn't believe that all their spots were filled with actual stores, clothing, gifts, things like that. I couldn't believe it. But, and not to pick on our local mall, because this is happening. This is across North America. Malls are not doing that great. What would you like? What do you think malls need to do to attract more people? Remember, we used to have the wishing well. We had the wishing well. I think that's why they took it away. Our mall had a big wishing well, and people throw cash in it. And then it got to the point where, like, people were, when the economy turned, people were like taking their shoes off and going in the fountain and getting the cash. No, you're not supposed to do that. It's for charity. Don't be doing that. Or should we just throw our hands in the air and say, you know what, malls are maybe a thing of the past. Maybe people don't like the malls anymore. Maybe people just want to stay home and buy things online. Wait a second. If we're going to do that, isn't that the big bad Amazon American company? Molly says indoor amusement parks. Good luck and Godspeed, shopping malls. Walmart's starting to gobble them up. Starting to gobble, gobble, gobble. Speaking of gobble, oh boy, Super Bowl Sunday's coming up. And Move Over Nachos, potato chip towers are taking over. Roll Up the Rim is back at Tim Hortons. Your chance to win a brand new car, electronics, free food, and more. You've always got time for Tim's. Again, it's time to get excited for Roll Up the Rim to win. It is coming back later this month at your favorite Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepaw, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And don't forget the Dollar Classic Donut when you order any hot brewed coffee. The iconic duo just got more iconic. You can get the classic donut for a dollar, and that'll be the apple fritter, a Boston cream, the honey cruller, the old-fashioned plain chocolate dip, or vanilla dip at Tim Hortons. Just $1. $1. Dollar donut days at Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepaw, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Headley's Health Hut, your opportunity to win tickets to see the Winnipeg Jets live, as opposed to watching them on TV. Maybe you haven't had a chance to go and see the Jets so far this season. It just hasn't lined up. You've got to go see the great crew at Headley's Health Hut. You'll find the Winnipeg Jets display right inside the store immediately upon entering at 1314 Richmond, just up from Murray GM. One of the many things that they have got going on. The other thing is, I've been told they've restocked the protein coffee. People went bananas for this stuff. Like, they, last week we told you about this. I'm going to pull a picture up of it. And they sold out. They're all gone. They put it out on the internet, and they sold out. They just got a fresh stock. This stuff is insane. It's protein iced coffee. I think this is lunch for people. This is my lunch now. Not mine, but obviously, people who need to be caffeinated and have some protein in their life are having this. And apparently, it is insanely good. Insanely good. protein iced coffee. You can get it now at Headley's Health Hut. And just to let you know, they have restocked. And you know what? On items just like this, wouldn't it be nice to get it for free? Sounds good to me. You can win back your purchase on Win Back Wednesdays. That's the second Wednesday of each month. So the next one is February the 12th. Okay? That is a week from today, where you could get your stuff for free. Up to $500 in receipts get drawn, and then those people win back their purchases. So keep that in mind, along with their great selection of vitamins, herbs, gluten-free, sugar-free products, and more at Headley's Health Hut in Brandon. Okay, and App Law Office. We can't forget about Andrea and the crew, of course, at App Law Office. If you need a lawyer for real estate transactions, or if you're thinking of changing your will, or you've got some corporate law issues you would like to have some questions answered, please see my friends at App Law Office. They, too, have great coffee. Everyone's got great coffee. Coffee's always on, and questions are always answered in plain English, as in, you know, the points that you can understand. And when you're dealing with legal issues, it's a complicated business. And they can make it, dare I say, fun. They're a really cool, fun group to deal with. At 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Move over, nachos. Potato chip towers. I don't know about this. I am a huge, it's one of my favorite foods, nachos. You load them up. Do you like nachos? Of course you do. Nachos and football, nachos in any sport, really. Corn chips and cheese, God, they're good. But and I'm seeing this all over the place on different food sites where there is this concerted effort to pivot a little bit. Are we ready to replace nachos with potato chips? I don't think so. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I wouldn't eat this. It's bacon with potato and cheese curds on it. But I don't know. My tortillas with jalapenos and green onions on there and olives, black olives. Is there anything else that you'd put on a nacho platter? Oh, you got to have your meat on there. Chicken. I like the chicken. Beef's okay, but I like the chicken because I don't want the meat to take away from the party happening on the plate. With the jalapenos and the olives, black olives too. And I'm not a fan of black olives, but I'll tell you, on nachos, game changer. Game changer. Potatoes. We've had this discussion before where nacho chips are fire kindling. There's a reason for that. I mean, it's deep fried corn, likely why I have an addiction to it. But I guess if you do limit the amount of oil that you put on your potatoes, it could, yeah, dare I say, be a health food. I think this is maybe it's a health food. Looks healthy to me. It's got meat. I think it's got all the food groups. Next time you go to a hotel, you go to check in and there's no one there. And you say to yourself, hey, wait a second. There's no one here at this hotel. What the hell is going on? What is happening exactly? Well, there's an iPad. I mean, let's face it. You've gone to a fast food place and you've stood in front of an iPad and you have placed your own order. Turned to the left, picked up your bag, nodded to the person who has loaded the bag. Thank you. Thank you. Checked your bag and left. Soon when you stay in a hotel, that's what's going to happen because this has been rolled out at several chain hotels in an effort to keep costs low. Your front desk attendant may be from India. This is at a Baymont by Wyndham.
All right, one moment.
They are checking into the hotel, and this man is not even at the hotel. No, he is in India, and he's getting her all checked in. His name is Mark. He is here to, oh, you can see her. You can see her in the top left corner of your screen there. There she is. It's like a Zoom call. And this is actually happening at the front desk of the hotel.
Okay, I have changed it to a regular room. And ma'am, any preference for the floor? First floor, second floor, or third floor?
The third.
Third, okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice enough guy.
Third floor.
Dressed up for work. He's looking good. Bill acceptor is there. Just shove the bill in the hole there. Tap it against the thing. Okay, tap it. Okay, you're good to go. And your room is ready to rock and roll. What? Stolen at the front desk. So how long before the robots are cleaning the room? They'll have it figured out where it's just like you leave the room and they'll have sprinklers. It'll be like your lawn sprinklers. As soon as the door closes behind you, curtains go. All of a sudden, sprinklers drop down from the ceiling. Just like washes the whole inside of the hotel room. Water's coming down. Then it's like your car wash. Blow dryers drop down from the ceiling. Dry everything up and back up into the ceiling. Next contestant opens the door. Oh, it's beautiful in here. It smells fresh. It smells car wash fresh. Oh, technology. Yeah. Geez, what's next, sis, Lindy? Well, it does have to stop. It eventually has to come to an end. We run out of time. It's a two-hour show, and I thank you for being here. Look, it, we're going to go over the hump. We're going to get through this snow. We're going to get into kind of a frosty weekend full of food because Super Bowl is coming. Football. Commercials. We're already watching them online. But the food. Oh, yeah, we're here for the food. And it's coming. All right. Easy does it in that Wednesday snow. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.